This is a Triple J podcast.
Pip and I are well and truly into our musical theatre showgirl era.
Yes. We have been binging musical theatre live stage performances for the past month.
Yes. What have we seen? I saw Chicago. I saw Wicked. You saw Wicked.
Yes. And I also just saw Rocky Horror.
And I saw Swamplesque.
Which is, by the way, Shrek burlesque.
It's honestly, I didn't know what I was expecting going into it, but it is generally Shrek, naked, the whole Shrek storyline, naked, burlesque. It was insane.
Nipple tassels, yeah. Flips, dips. I was so upset because I was meant to go and see it as well. Then I had to sell my ticket because I had to go to Sydney and do some work up there. But I'm really disappointed I missed out on it because it looked so fucking good.
I have now had a whole new appreciation for Shrek. Brendan, my housemate, and I have just been watching. We watched Shrek 1 on the weekend and then last night we watched Shrek 2. And you know how just so many TV shows and movies don't really age well when they're created like 20 years ago? Mm. They have aged so well. They are still so funny, so clever. Like I was laughing. And the last time I watched it, I was probably like 8.
Yeah.
And nothing is like cancelable.
It completely holds up. It's like good old-fashioned fun. And it's also one of those rare movies where the sequel and the third movie is just as good. And I would even go as far to say the spin-offs are also hilarious.
Okay, because I haven't seen the third one or the fourth one. So
they're really good.
Okay, because like I feel like I'm in for such a treat this week. Like it's getting me through the week. The weather's really fucking shit at the moment, but I'm like, oh, movie nights.
Oh, I love movie nights.
I know. So I'm in a bit of a Shrek marathon. And actually, this is like a really good segue into this episode today.
I was about to say, I was like, home is where the heart
is. Home is where the heart is.
We love to nest. So when you have a housemate who brings a partner in and fucks up the dynamic.
Yes. Is honestly, it's a fucking nightmare. And people and I were talking about this in the office this week because people were like, yeah, some stuff's happening in Pip's life. She might have a new housemate. She might have a new housemate at some point. And so we were discussing like people bringing people over and having partners and stuff. And we're like, what actually are the rules when it comes to like a share house and someone having their partner stay over? Like how many nights can they stay over? Do they have to chip in? When does it become too much? Where do you draw the line? So yeah, Pip and I are really excited to unpack this with you.
Yeah. So get ready because we have got some incredible stories and some very interesting specific rules that you lay down in your own house.
Lay down the law.
Let's get into it.
All right. So as per usual, we put up a poll on our Instagram for you. We said, if you're in a share house, how many nights do you think your housemate's partner can stay over before it's too much? The first one was 0 to 2 nights. So some of you were like, I'd rather them not be there at all or anything more than 2 is too much. 42% of you said this. This is majority of you reckon that's enough.
Yeah. A close second at 34%, you reckon 3 to 4 nights is
and
the then, max.
And yeah, maximum. Okay, so we did like a random 5+ nights where it becomes too much and 4% of you said, yep. This poll really threw me, Pip, because we did another one for you where we said, however many nights they want, I don't care. 20% of people were like, I don't care.
I'm really surprised by that.
I'm shook.
I care so much. Like, I love to nest. It's no secret. I love my things.
Yeah, what
I love
are your thoughts?
Space.
What would you say your rules are?
I would say I think that we need to have a chat if they're staying 2 consecutive nights in a row like every week. And I just need to know if you're going to go beyond that, we're going to have an issue. 2 nights I can do, but like I want open communication. I want to know because as much as an extrovert I am, I love my alone time. I love to recharge.
Yeah.
And I love
I'm the
space.
Same. I think that whenever you work in media or a like social job where you have to use a lot of energy socializing, and everyone might be different. Like you might be an extrovert and you like get off on that or whatever. But yeah, I'm the same as you when I go home. And Brendan, my housemate, works in media. He's a reporter for 10. We both are the same. We come home. This is our sanctuary. We just want to like, we call it horry. We just want to get horizontal and just lie and watch TV.
Yep.
And if you are bringing in an energy, and sometimes when you're in a share house, like their partner's like, always want to chat. Always want to get on your side.
Oh my God. So when you see on like Facebook groups, like wherever you're in, you know, whatever city you're in, and they're like, you know, I love having a housemate who's like up for dinner and chats and I want to hang out. I'm like, could not be fucking me. I'm like, don't talk to me. You can, that's a bit harsh. I'm not like that.
So what, do you think then this is a conversation, like say you have a new housemate soon. Is this a conversation that you feel like you'd have to have with them at the get-go?
Yeah, like I definitely want to know, like if you're moving in with me, like do you have a permanent partner? Where did they live? Are you going to their house a couple of nights a week? Because in my head, right, if I do the 2 nights maximum, you have them going to their partner's house 2 nights and then their partner comes to our house 2 nights, that's 4 nights that you get with your partner. Then you've got 3 other spare nights, one for yourself, one for your mates, and then one extracurricular is whatever you want to do. You have a free time.
I have noticed though, and this is what a lot of you told us as well in our DMs, I have noticed in my friendship groups though, when the housemate's partner stays over all the time, it's because they live with their parents still and you're in a share house. And so you can't go to the parents' house.
That's such a drag.
And so they end up being at your place all the time.
You know, we actually did an episode on this. Throwback to when we did having sex if you still live with your parents. It's pretty tricky. But if you're in that position, go have a listen to that episode. But yeah, a lot of you came up with your own rules. Someone here saying if they stay over more than 4 nights a week, they should pay rent.
Oh, pay rent.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
I think I'm more of a bills and utilities kind of girly.
Yeah, I'm like pay, just contribute to the household, I reckon.
Yeah, something like that.
Grace got in touch. She sent us a voice memo with what she reckons.
We kind of have had the conversation of like, if you are going to spend more than like 3 or 4 nights, like if you're spending the majority of the time at our house, then just pitch in for the bills. It's super chill. If you're going to be showering here, cooking here, hanging out here, you know, using the utilities, then just pitch in. It's pretty respectful, I feel like. And she seems pretty chill with it.
I love that there was a vacuum happening in the bed.
I was about to say that.
She's really said to help out with the chores.
Yeah, help out with the chores, girly. you know, like with our poll that we had, a lot of people who didn't care, quite a few voice memos and DMs came in about this. Dan reckons it's not a big deal.
My last housemate's girlfriend would stay over a few times a week, but we got on pretty well, and they'd always make an effort to stay out of share spaces like the bathroom and lounge and stuff, so I never really minded. She'd always do like little odd jobs like tidying up and watering plants and stuff as a sort of repayment, even though she didn't pay any bills.
Do you think that like you don't care because the person isn't giving you a reason to care, like they're contributing already?
Yes. And I think the way to take the edge off the fact that you are intruding someone else's space or vice versa is that you need to chip in, do chores, work out the etiquette and the rules of how you're staying at this person's house. Sam got in touch with a pretty interesting thought on this, actually.
I own my house and I rent out the remaining bedrooms to help with my mortgage because rates are messed up at the moment. And our rule is that if a guest stays over more than 3 nights of the week, so over half the week, there's an extra $30 to be paid on their rent.
How did they calculate that, the $30? So I love that she has a rule. I do love that she's like, right,
yeah,
this
like,
is the rule.
This
three
is
nights,
the boundary.
Pay 30. I want to know how she got that calculation.
Yeah, because I'm so bad at maths and I was kind of like, yeah, how did she work this out? And it's also like, does the housemate's partner pay direct to Sam or does it go in the pool? Like how many people are living in this house? It sounds like there might be like Sam, the housemate, and maybe one other person, it sounds like. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. But also if it works for you, then it works.
I've always been curious about the rent because we did have a lot of you who said if you're staying XYZ amount of nights, then you need to pay rent. But if you're renting out a room, the person's not got – it's not like they have an extra room. So what are you paying rent for? If the person's just renting the room.
It's you're not actually paying the rent for the room. You're paying the rent for the fact that you're in communal spaces like the bathroom, the living room, or the kitchen.
Okay,
so
that's
what you're paying for. Which again, you know, I think I heard you say this. if you've agreed, let's say you have a two-person house, you've agreed two people there and then suddenly a housemate has a partner that's over all the time.
Oh, this is
right.
This is the thing that gets me so
riled.
You didn't
sign up for that.
This is where I get really riled up. It's the fact that, like, when you enter a share house, you've agreed for the dynamic of the share house. Like, say, for example, Brendan and I, our houses were quite small, and, like, the whole dynamic is, like, we're best friends, we live together, this is what we wanted, this is what we agreed to. If all of a sudden his partner was moving in, which I love him, but I would be like, I didn't agree to this, and I didn't agree to a three-person share house, and it's too small for that.
Don't need it all.
I want to know what you think about if you're the partner, should it be up to you to bring it up, or is it up to the partner who lives in the house? Like, is it up to the housemate to instigate the conversation, or is it up to the partner who's, like, on, like, in the space for, like, weeks on end, not paying rent or doing anything to help out? Is it on you to be like, hey, I'm happy to help chip in and bring up the conversation, or is it the housemate's responsibility because it's your partner?
I think ideally, like, maybe the person who's bringing the partner into the house, I think it's, like, kind of on you first. But if you're a good partner, you'd be like, hey, I have been here a lot lately, can I please help out?
Or just have the emotional intelligence or the social intelligence to realize, like, there's some tension in this house.
Yes.
I'm clearly overstaying. There's been a few, like, huffs and puffs.
Yeah, and I have to say, Kaylee came through with this voice memo and I was like, she sounds like the perfect partner in this situation.
So I'm the partner. I stay over two or three nights a week. We're both hospitality, so we're out of the house a lot, but we spend 99% of our time at his instead of mine because his house is just better suited. I chip in for communal groceries. I've started cooking for them. I have an open offer to contribute to bills, and I always make sure to give him and his housemates priorities for, you know, shower and kitchen, etc. I'm friends with both of his housemates now, and we have really good open communication, and I would not be offended at all if they asked more of me or asked me to stay over less, because ultimately it is me in their space.
Love her attitude towards all of that. Like, she gets it. She's obviously probably been through many share houses. She sounds like someone who's, like, a veteran, and she's like, I know how fucking annoying it can be when there's a partner in the house and they do fuck all.
Fucking pop off, Kaylee. All right, so we've obviously been talking a lot about what we think the rules are and what you think the rules are or how it works in your share house. But do you know what happens when there are no rules?
Honestly, we had so many horror stories in these DMs. I was shook at what people get away with. If you don't put in a rule or a boundary, shit just gets, like, Mad Max level, like, living. It's crazy.
It honestly was. Like, yeah, anyway, no, let's play them. I want to play out some of these stories.
Yes.
Because I feel like if, yeah, you're listening, you'd be like, holy fuck, how did they let this happen?
Yes. Let's start on, like, the mild end. Yeah. Tim came through with this one.
I went away on three separate occasions, and all three of those occasions, they ended up staying for about a week or longer. And on one of those occasions, I came home to find that our fridge had been completely stocked with our housemate's partner's groceries. We ended up putting our foot down and said that we weren't okay with this. And we said that if they stayed for more than four nights, they would need to contribute. But we eventually got to the point where we just said that they would need to ask us if it was okay for their partner to come over and spend the night as well towards the end of our time living together.
That one, not so bad. It can get...
The stocking of the fridge is pretty rogue though.
You know, at first I heard that and I wasn't actually quite sure what he meant by it, because I was like, does he mean, like, communal grocery vibe? But no, he meant, like, literally they're like, right,
this is
my fridge now.
Yeah, this is my stuff. Put the name on top.
Yeah, like,
don't touch.
And then they took up all the space in the fridge, so I guess no one else could even put their groceries in, because they were like, well, I live here now.
That is just so fucked.
I know. But it can get way worse. Trust and believe. We had some hectic stories. Let's start off with this one from Meg.
So we used to live in a share house. It was quite small. There was only a few of us. And there's one girl. She started dating this guy. He was fine. But after a few months of them dating, we just noticed that he was in our house, like, every day. And, like, every night he was staying over. And then one day we just walked in and all of his furniture was just suddenly in our flat. And she just turned to us and was like, oh, yeah, his lease was up, so he's just going to stay here temporarily. 7 months later, he was still in the flat, never paid a single cent of rent.
My blood is boiling.
How did that happen?
How, Meg, how did you let him get away with it? How did you let your housemate get away with it for 7 months?
This is what I mean. I would be 3 weeks in and there would be a conversation. And this is what we've been talking about rules and boundaries. I sound so type A right now. Maybe I am. But I'm like, this is what happens.
No, this is like the horror story that you need to hear. This is how bad it can get. This one, another nightmare fuel from Tim. He DM'd us, said, one night stand turned into her staying for 3 weeks, drinking all my vodka, eating my food, leaving dirty dishes, and my roommate seemed annoyed that I was annoyed. I lost my shit when she brought over her cage of pet rats that reeked of piss. We yelled a lot. Eventually, my roommate sent her away. They weren't even dating. It was just a weird month. I love that. It was just a weird month for him.
No.
He was just going through some shit and brought this rat girlfriend in.
The pet rat.
Oh.
I cannot. God. Oh, there's this one here. My housemate's boyfriend stepped over the line when I found ball exfoliating cream in my shower.
That's too comfortable. This one made me laugh. I think you'll love this. As soon as my housemate's partner started sticking up for Andrew Tate, I'd had enough. I started to care.
Okay. This is the thing.
That's like a whole other topic about, yeah, bringing a
different... Yeah. I know we're talking about partners, but bringing in random one-night stand, like Hinge, like dating app dates that might be have energy like that, absolutely fucking not.
No. I can just imagine you going straight to their, like, you know, podcast players and just checking, you know, is there Jordan Peterson in here, some Andrew Tate, some Joe Rogan. I'll let Joe Rogan slide because he's literally number one in the world at all times. So I'm like, yes, fine. Okay, so this one that Jess gave us as well, by the way, really fucked me off. And I know that so many people can relate to this experience.
She started dating this guy. He's coming over like 2 to 3 times a week, which is all good. Then gradually he's basically there more and more, and it's 5 or 6 nights a week. It took me a long time to finally ask her, but I was like, oh, could he just contribute like a little bit? He doesn't have to pay like a third or anything, but just a bit considering he's always here. And she was like, oh, that's fine. He already does. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, oh, like he's already been contributing a third of everything for the past few months. And I was like, but if I'm paying a full half, then he's paying a third, then she had got it. So she was paying less than a quarter of all the rent. So yeah, I broke the lease very quickly after that and left.
Something about this just like irks me because I've heard many horror stories about that happening where someone's pocketing the rent. But something about this housemate made me feel like they were so stupid they didn't even realize it was not for them, it was for the rest of the house.
Yeah, that doesn't sound intentional because you just wouldn't admit it, would you?
Yeah, like she was like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Like she almost, it's like, it's
not
crazy.
Not going to the household.
But you know what? Oh. We've heard a lot of bad things.
Yes.
But there actually are a few positives.
Yeah, we did have a lot of messages from you where you said, I love my housemate's partner. To be fair, some people even said, I love my housemate's partner more than I love my housemate.
Yeah.
Which was a pretty common thing.
Yeah. We had Joe message saying, my housemate's girlfriend was coming over a lot during Melbourne lockdown in 2020, and I loved it because it added some variety into my boring COVID life, and she gave me good music recs.
Oh, I did love this message. Someone said, I hated it at first when the housemate got the partner, but one night we all played Uno and ended up finishing in a threesome.
Wow.
That's a whole other conversation.
A unicorn.
But I'm like, true. Like, I know we've been talking a lot about horror stories and like what the rules are and stuff, but like you can have some pretty fun experiences with like another person in a house and like get to know someone, change the dynamic, have a new friendship.
Yeah, it can be for the better, just as long as you have some rules. Thank you so much to everybody who contributed to this episode. We love getting your DMs and your voice memos, and feel free to drop one anytime at Triple J The Hookup on Instagram.
Yes, feel free to weigh in with your thoughts, hot takes, and also tell us we're wrong. Tell us when you think that we're wrong, if you feel really passionate about something, or if there's something that you've seen online, a TikTok or something, you really think we should do a whole episode or debate. Hit us up.
Make sure you rate us wherever you listen to us, on Spotify, Apple, wherever. I don't think there's a rating system on ABC Listen, but if you are listening on ABC Listen, shout out.
Please. Give me a fucking star.
We want stars. Love you so much, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye.